fucking miss you. I love you. I'm gonna kill everyone.
Yeah.
I'm gonna kill them all.
You should. You should, and you should do it in my name. You should kill people and say, that one's for Robbins.
Why would I kill anyone for any other reason?
Truly.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the world's in a good, normal, fine place.
Oh, it's, yeah. Oh, the world?
Oh, the world?
Oh, the world?
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. The world?
The world?
The, what a place the one that we're in?
The great. One, this one?
You can't be saying anything about this one. You mean this world?
You mean there's something going on in this world?
I'm mistaken, right? Because
I think I'm hearing you wrong is the thing. I'm
yeah, there's a
you
tiny
wrong.
Bit of lag. Sorry, can you say it? Because I'm hearing you say this world.
I'm hearing. Get me out of here. Get me the fuck out of here. I'm in a fucking nervous breakdown.
No, you're not. We're fine. We're mentally great.
We're fine. Everything's good. Everything's
fine.
Good
we're
and
mentally
fine.
Good. It's fine. Stop overreacting.
What are we doing here?
You answer that for me. Your turn now.
It's fine with you. It's okay.
Oh. There we go.
It's good. You're the most special boy in the world.
I don't know. You're like, you're making sense. Okay, whatever.
Go ahead. You're good. You don't have to worry about us. Everything's fine, Medea. Nothing bad's happened.
What's happening?
Not here, not in the world.
Not in this world.
We're recording a podcast. Do you want to be on it?
No, you're recording. I'm sorry.
Why would you be sorry?
Your door was open.
It keeps freezing for me. Oh.
Okay.
But you
muted them.
You can come in at any time.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Can you hear me now?
I can hear and see you now. You're fine. You haven't lagged or stopped or muted. It's all good.
Beautiful. Excellent.
You tell me what we're doing here.
Well, I've played one Mass Effect game. My name's Dylan.
There we go. I've played Mass Effect 100 million times. My name is Robbins.
Yeah. This is Dorkspawn, where I'm playing Mass Effect for the first time and talking about it to my best friend in the whole world.
We're playing Mass Effect 2. We finished one. We've done the prologue of Mass Effect 2.
That's what we're here to talk about.
That's what we're here
to talk
about.
Hey, Robin, who's that hot lady? Who is that? Who is it?
The actress? The person?
Well, I guess I'm asking about the actress because I know her,
because
don't
you
I?
You do know her. I started too, and I was like, fuck, I should have said, hey, by the way, this person is in it. And that person is, I'm going to drum roll. If I could get a drum roll. Yvonne Stratovsky.
Okay.
She's
Why do I
in
know her?
Dexter. She's in Handmaid's Tale. She's in she's in Princess Rap Battle as Daenerys.
Which is obviously where
probably,
I know
probably.
Her from.
She's in Chuck. You ever watch Chuck?
Yes.
She's Sarah Walker in Chuck.
So she's around. So there's this whole like intro thing.
Yeah.
Before we even start, where this lady is chatting with some people about Shepard.
Yeah.
About you.
Yeah.
And is like, everything's going to plan. And I don't think it's sinister necessarily, but it does have a little bit of a sinister vibe. But they basically like kind of recap that like humans now have like a place on the council. And like the council in general, like Shepard can get in and out, and like there this is part of Cerberus.
Cerberus, yeah.
Yeah. And
Shepard is someone that people will follow.
That's the thing they keep repeating. And very interesting, very hot lady.
It's between Miranda and the elusive man, so it is Yvonne and Michael Sheen.
Sheen, but hot lady was very important to me. And then we are just like, do we do the character creator right after this or right after the next part?
It's Miranda talking to the elusive man. Then we get like a title card, which is, it is 1 month after the Reaper attack. After the Sovereign
the text
attack.
Not where
the
they
attack.
Like, yeah.
And then it's us on a little, on the Normandy.
Yeah, we're back on the Normandy. We've got Seth Green back being a fucking cool ass pilot. Yeah. And yet again, I do feel like it's going to be the whole time where he's just like, shut up, I can do this job forever.
Yeah. With this, they're having like a nice cool time. They're just flying through and then what's that? It's a weird ship. And it's like, well, it's not Geth. And it's like,
it's
it's
not Geth is the important.
Geth. It's not a Reaper ship.
Right.
And it's seemingly coming toward us, even though our stealth is on, and that doesn't make any sense as to how it can see us.
Right.
And then it fires a big angry laser at us.
Yeah.
Hits
the ship, and the Normandy is in shambles. People are dying.
Yep.
My crew is dying.
Yeah. Navigator Presley dies. He's the navigator one. As well as like a bunch of people whose like faces are around the ship, but you don't necessarily talk to. You can just like hear them chatting when you're walking around.
Right. Like background people. Yeah.
They get blown up.
We get blown up. And the Normandy, like straight up,
becomes rubble.
Is destroyed.
Yeah.
Big fucking bummer.
we run to Joker. Everyone gets away on escape pods, and then there's this cool bit where you're kind of, it's very Denerim. Where you're walking around a place that you know, but everything is on fire.
Right.
And then you like you
oh,
run
I the... did I wrote down a funny part where Joker is like trying to fly the ship and is like, I've got this, nobody fucking moved, everybody, somebody put that fire out, and the fire behind him is just the entire ship.
It's the whole ship. Yeah,
somebody put that fire out, it's the whole Normandy is on fire. I really thought that was very funny.
It's very good and like it's the whole ship, and then 2 seconds after he says it there's an explosion, and then his like second pilot explodes and dies immediately, and he's like, "Oop!"
Yeah.
It's a really cool bit when you go to the bridge, and then there is like the doors open, and it goes from like fire and everything's crazy, and it goes, and then you're outside and spacewalking because the hull of your ship is completely fucked. You're slow walking through it, and then you get to Joker, and you're like, "We have to leave." And he's like, "No, I can still save her." And it's like, "Don't be a fucking idiot."
Oh my god, but a little fucking heartbreaking.
It is sad. It is upsetting, yeah.
I also worried for Joker's bones because he was
on a
crashing ship. And he has bad bones.
He got bad bones. But we get into an escape pod. But then there's another explosion that throws us to just another part of the ship. And instead of trying to get back, we're just like, fuck it. And we launch it. Then explosion blows up our oxygen tank. And we die and fall to this planet.
Yeah.
It's the coolest opening.
The falling scene, I was like, what? This is actually terrifying. Yeah, legitimately terrifying.
It's fucking awesome. It's the craziest. It's really good. Because, yeah, it doesn't, it's like, oh, okay, I'm just 100% playing the same Shepard then, because it hasn't given me any, like, hey, do you want to update your looks? Or, hey, do you want to change class? You just die, and you're like, oh, okay. And then there's a whole, and then it's credits, intro sequence starts, and then you're like getting built back from goop. There's talk about the Lazarus Project that they talk about a bunch. They're injecting you with weird toxins, and it's dead cells all coming back to life, and there's dead hearts and skin being reattached and all this, and like bones forcibly being fused together with machine. And then it's like, hey, what do you look like?
Yeah. Are you different now? Which is a fucking fascinating. Oh my God. Gang. I'm 1,000 degrees. I just feel like I have to say it.
I can
it on
tell,
my,
actually, Joe. It's fine. I'm 1,000 degrees. 1,000 degrees.
And
are you wearing a sweatshirt?
No, t-shirt.
Is it a t-shirt? Okay, good. I was going to mock you, but you've just taken all the wind out of my sails.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Is the fan on?
Yes, okay, I have an good air conditioner on, and I have a fan on at my feet.
We should all pool and fund to buy you a good like a actual giant aircon unit for your room.
Well, I have an aircon for the room. The thing is, I got home like 10 minutes before we started recording, so I just turned it on.
Okay.
So I'm just hoping it will start to reach me.
It will start to work.
It will start to work. So this Lazarus Project thing is literally like you get to rebuilds Shepard, and it's not like has Shepard changed? Do you want to update them? It's like they can rebuild Shepard
in whatever way they
way they want. So you could be playing the same Shepard and just make them entirely different.
Yeah. I took away because Shiv had in Mass Effect 1 a scar under her eye where she got shot, and I took it away because
you took it away.
She's being rebuilt from like it was like a it's why like a defining feature of her face. And
why would they put the scar there?
Yeah,
right. Interesting. Ani didn't have any scars. I didn't make any big changes, genuinely.
No. Yeah.
No. I think Ani was perfect. and I think that there's only one way for her to stop the Reapers forever, which is like the whole thing. There's like the Cerberus project or the Cerberus
group. The Cerberus group, the Lazarus project, yeah.
Whatever. Like, it seems like their whole thing is that they think that Shepard is, like, the one person that can stop the Reapers from destroying the world from now on.
Yeah, the Elusive Man thinks it. So Cerberus was around in one. We fought and killed Cerberus people and blew up ships.
We did.
And facilities, because the Cerberus is a humanity-first group. They're, like, big Humanity First terrorist organization. They are bad people, bad guys. But their leader, the elusive man, thinks Shepard is the only one who's going to be able to fix it.
Right.
Yeah. Mainly because he explains this later, but it's because he is like, well, you have firsthand experience with fighting the Reapers. People will follow you. And also, right now, at the minute, Reapers are, or not Reapers, but there is a group of people attacking human colonies that he thinks have connection to the Reapers.
Right.
So he's like, we kind of need you to do this right now. But before we meet the elusive man or any of that, we get woken up before our scheduled waking up time. Originally, it's because we just kind of wake up accidentally. And Miranda kind of freaks out and is like, oh, we need to put her under again because she it's too early. And is like properly freaking out to the point where I'm like, oh, we are like, we're flesh at this point. We shouldn't be awake.
We should. Yeah. Are we like even human? But the Los Cerberus? What am I talking
Cerberus
about?
Cerberus is the group. Yeah. Are you having heat stroke right now? Are you so hot that your brain has melted into goop?
Perhaps. Perhaps my bits have been replaced by the Reapers. I'm indoctrinated. But the Cerberus like facility we're in, where we've been cooking in the Lazarus Project, is under attack. And there's no one around. We're just under attack and there's no one there.
All of the mechs in the facility are like, have woken up and have started shooting everyone in the building. And we've got forcibly woken up by Miranda, who's like, hey, I'm so sorry, you're not ready yet, but can you please grab a gun and leave?
And help?
Yeah.
Hey, you're not done cooking, but save us all. Which is very fun. I'm feeling like the guns feel better.
Yes.
Shooting feels
the jump
less...
from one to two is outstanding.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Feels way better. Feels like I still don't love like shoot 'em up gaming, like, but definitely like less fucking awful.
And feels, the hacking has changed as well.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've experienced any hacking, but I like the hacking way more in this one than I did in the first. Anyway, you fight through this facility. Through some like codex entry things, you find out that it cost $4 billion to bring you back. And
a lot of money.
And then you meet a guy called Jacob, who is a soldier on the a soldier working for Cerberus, basically a hired gun, who's helping kill some mechs.
And these mechs are like they're Loki mechs. They're the They're like the
Loki mechs.
They belong here. Like they're not.
Oh, they're Cerberus. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're not.
Oh,
they're not.
Their name is Loki. Yes. Yes.
They're
yes.
Yeah, and they're not. But they're not supposed to be attacking. These aren't like Geth mechs.
No.
Like or
these
things
are
like that.
Fully, they were in the building to protect the building, and then they all turned
and
started
on
shooting
us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you're helping out Jacob, you can speak to him, and then he says, when they found you, you were nothing but meat and tubes. So we were fully just paste. Like, because the last shot of us, like, suffocating to death, as then we fall to, like, the planet's surface. So we For we suffocate, die, freeze a little in the vacuum of space, because that's also mentioned, and then fall to the planet surface, smushed just on the ground, and then Cerberus comes and scoops us up.
I was not very nice to Jacob.
No, nor was I. No, because we just woke up in a weird facility and got asked to kill things. So I'm really not nice to anyone at the minute.
Yeah. Not planning on it. Yeah.
He also says that it took. He believes that it's that the attack was an inside job, because he's like, I don't know who would have the codes to do this. This is so
obviously
weird. Yeah.
I mean, it has to be. It's all our. It's all your own tech.
Yeah. And then he says it's been 2 years that they've been rebuilding you every day for 2 years.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a fucking hot second that you've been dead. And that's our time skip, baby. So when you were like, is it a few years? I'm like, I mean, technically.
Kind of. We open up like a month later and then it's
there's two starts
skips
to the game. There's one where it opens and then we die. And then get brought back to life.
Yep. Jacob's got a friend, like that's a medic on the ship that is gonna like try to help get us out.
Wilson.
But Wilson, right, Wilson. But he's not doing good. Because Wilson's also getting shot at by mechs. So our escape plan is interesting, but we've got to go fix that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But then we pick him up, we heal him all up, and then we rush all the way to the end. And then as we open up the final door, Miranda's there. Mm-hmm. We find out that Miranda is like the head of the Lazarus Project. Like she helmed bringing you back. And she opens the door. Wilson's like, oh, Miranda, what are you still doing here? And then she pulls a gun and shoots him in the face. And Miranda's like, yep, well, he started all this. He opened up, he activated all the mechs, turned them on everyone. He has the key codes. Everything's there. It's crazy, right? Well, it's a good thing that's dealt with. Do you guys want to come with us?
Yeah. Hilarious.
Yeah. Great.
Hilarious. We trust her. We trust the hot lady. Is what it is. We think that that's fine.
Yeah. And she says, hey, the elusive man wants to meet you, so it's a good thing you're awake.
Yeah. But I think Ani, as much as I'm laughing about it, I think Ani was like, yeah, that guy was totally lying.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy. Didn't trust him from the start.
Mm-hmm. And then as you're on like the little ship going to the meet the elusive man, you all escape the facility. You get a little personal assessment where they ask you some questions about the events of the first game.
Which is very fun.
It is. It's very cool. Then you get to the little facility, and then you go and meet the elusive man, and there's a cool, like, you stand in the center of the room, and you pew, 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 pew.
You get assessed.
Yeah. And I love the elusive man's whole vibe.
The vibe is crazy.
If I was a space villain, bet your ass I'm sitting in front of a giant window looking at an exploding star. That's the coolest shit in the fucking universe.
He doesn't give a shit. He doesn't give a fuck about it.
No.
He just doesn't give a fuck about it.
Yeah. It's the coolest shit ever. I think it's so neat. And
he's got his little swirly chair.
Yeah, he's constantly smoking.
He's
fucking blasting those cigarettes like nothing.
I know that they probably would, but I don't want them to give him a name. I want him to be the elusive man forever.
I'm pretty sure he never does get a name.
Oh, bless. Oh, yeah. Bless. He's just the elusive excellent man.
Yeah, it's fucking cool.
Oh, no, that's great.
I love him. deeply.
Yeah, he's a you guy.
yeah, he's a
you guy
for
sure.
Fucked up, evil, weird man. My favorite type of guy. So very minor thing. I believe this is true. I'm actually going to have to Google this. I believe that the sun behind him, it swings blue or red depending on your Paragon Renegade kind of like vibe throughout the game. So the more Paragon you go, the more blue the sun behind him turns, and the more Renegade you go, the redder the sun becomes, and it lights his whole room and atmosphere, and it's fucking
awesome. So fucking cool.
It's the coolest shit ever.
Because I'm a little worried. I did a lot of Renegade stuff in like just in the prologue.
Yeah.
Like I know that I ended the game one.
Yeah.
With Paragon.
Yes, but now you're in a now you're in a fucking weird...
But now I'm pissed and I'm just being pissed to everybody and I have seen so many Renegade.
Yeah.
Go off. So wow. Interesting.
It's cool.
Interesting.
He gives us the lowdown of what's happening. A group called the Collectors, as I was saying before, the group called the Collectors are he doesn't say that it's the Collectors. He confirms that it's the Collectors later. He suspects it, but doesn't tell you in this sequence. He's just saying that human colonies are going missing, and it's really weird. And there's a place called Freedom's Progress that is the place where you should go because he believes that they are being harvested. The Alliance wasn't acting or doing anything about it. So he's like, go to Freedom's Progress. This is what we do in Cerberus. If the Alliance doesn't step in, we just do it. They're like Renegade and off the books. And again, a human first terrorist organization. And he tells you to go to Freedom's Progress and sort it out. And he says you can go with Miranda and Jacob those are your... And you get your first two squad mates of the game, which is Miranda and Jacob.
Yeah. Not crazy about Jacob.
No, nobody
not crazy
is.
Not crazy about Jacob.
No. Not crazy as in character-wise, or not crazy as in you... Like, not crazy about him in-universe or out-of-universe?
Both.
Yeah.
I don't want him.
That's everyone's thought.
Okay. Very
he's
good.
Pretty undercooked. I compare him regularly to a wet tissue. I think he's so fucking boring. He's very...
He's pretty wet.
He's very wet. He to me is an attempt to redo Caden if you didn't save Caden originally. Because he has the same, like, he has a similar energy, but isn't as interesting as Caden is, unfortunately. He had this whole thing where he was like, I used to be in the Alliance. I was in like a weird splinter group of the Alliance. So they could like deny that we existed, but there was too much bureaucracy, so I just kind of left. And I joined Cerberus because I thought it would be a good idea. Miranda, however, is brimming with interest.
Yeah, that's my wife.
decided that I'm so sure I'm gonna
are
get
you?
With Miranda
I still have a very, very strict plan to get with Garrus Vakarian, but but I see it.
If he's even in this game.
Shut the fuck up. Don't fucking talk to me. Don't fucking talk to me. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Dale.
Robin, I want to show off how strong and cool my original characters are, but I simply can't keep throwing my Hero Forge minis at people.
Well, have you heard that Hero Forge has just launched two new types of minifigures? One of them is a color acrylic keychain that's the same size as your Hero Forge standee.
Oh, so I could just, like, carry it around with me and not throw it at people? Oh, I'm looking right now at their website, and they also just launched 100% stainless steel minifigures, so I could totally feel like an old school dork when I'm playing my games.
Ah, and if you throw them, it'll have more impact.
Oh, I'm going to throw them everywhere.
Thank you, Hero Forge, for sponsoring this ad. We do not advocate throwing any minifigures.
No, not at all. None.
But we do advocate visiting heroforge.com to start designing your custom miniature and dice today.
And check back often because new content is added every single week.
You see, looking up from the ground, blood red clouds boiling across the sky.
You did ask me to bring the thunder.
Dajin! Help! I've got the chalice, please!
Well, if they're following you, then I guess that takes care of a loose end for me.
All of you feel the earth beneath you shake and crack and break.
I feel that I have failed both of you, and I am sorry for that.
This has nothing to do with you being a bad leader.
Do you want a countdown? Oh, I think I want a countdown.
I wanted to help. I always had good intention. I did not deserve to die.
Now.
The Lucky Die Podcast is a weekly 5e Dungeons & Dragons actual play podcast. Join our adventure every Monday wherever you download podcasts by searching for The Lucky Die.
Once upon a time, in a county called Sublime, there was a child lost in the wood. Our Lives in the Wood is a horror actual play series exploring the tragic lives and stories of the citizens of Sublime County, orchestrated by one of the Stranger's most devious of servants, the Writer. Witness the everyday lives of those lost within this terrible wood and glimpse the hope shining dimly. The dark. Enjoy tightly edited episodes with immersive sound design and a rotating cast of guests playing a wide variety of indie TTRPGs. Brought to you by Tales Yet Told, wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't God. Even.
So fucking angry.
So we have to go to Freedom's Progress. This colony. There might be. Survivors there. And so Ani is like, we're gonna go in and like search this place for anybody, and also try to find out, you know, what the fuck is going on.
Yeah. Oh my god, and I it's can't just romance like, her. She's straight. That's incorrect.
That's wrong. That's for sure wrong.
For real, that's wrong. She was bi.
God damn it, BioWare. So this is like it's a colony. It looks like a packing ship. It looks
Basically.
Miserable place, that we're, just kind of investigating through, finding a bunch of, you know, getting a bunch of shit. Like basically stocking up on things, feels a little bit like a tutorial, like
it is, yeah,
run a little bit. And then we find my best friend, Tali. Tali's just there, like not to like. Not like looking
for you,
Shepherd. She's just there with like a whole other team.
A whole other team of Quarians, yeah.
Yeah. And just like investigating around here. Mm. I had an option to just be like, hey Tali, it's me, and like everything was cool.
Yeah.
And then I got my fucking my girl.
Yeah.
Really happy to see her again.
No, she's perfect. You ask her what she's doing. She's like, you're fucking alive. Like, everyone was looking for you for a while. And exactly. No one could do it. And he's like freaking out a little. And then, you can fully ask her to join you. And she's like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
She's there specifically to find Vitor. Vitor. Who's another Quarian who left on a pilgrimage. To here. And then all of the humans went missing, and then there was a lot of distress things happening, so she appeared with her team of Quarians to come save him.
Yeah.
The same time that you arrived.
Which is just exciting.
Yeah,
then we... Unfortunately, she won't come with you. You're doing, like, more... more exploring of this place. A lot of, like... dismantling shields and stuff, which I'm gonna get. I ended one genuinely not using like a good majority of the mechanics in my game. I'm gonna give it a try to be better.
This one is a little unfortunate because you do have to a little bit.
Yeah.
There are specific, so there's three like armor types. There's just basic health, armor, and shields. A lot of the big bosses have all three of them. Shields are like a lot of biotic things pull shields down, and some certain guns pull shields down, and then armor is like big explosives, big hits, and then it's health, which is like anything, just kind of tear them down. But a lot of this game is using the team to do shit. So there's a lot of robots, and then Jacob is like, hey, use overload on them. Get me to use overload on them. And I'm like, okay, do it yourself.
Which I genuinely, I think I do appreciate because I think it is it making it a little bit more clear what I'm supposed to be using these things for.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah, it is good. It is good.
But we are breaking in, and we're going to find Vitor, Tally was looking for.
Yeah, who's turned on all the mechs. It's the reason why all the mechs are attacking us is because of Vitor did it.
Yeah. And Vitor is fucking tweaking out.
Yeah, he's insane. He's going mad.
He's
for good reason when you find out why.
Yeah. But I'm sort of like, hey, shut up. I might be going full renegade. I might have to think about whether or not I want to do that because I keep I really did a lot of renegade.
She's stressed. Ani has had the worst day.
The worst day that lasted 2 years, apparently. So then I snap the fuck Vito out of this.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do?
So you have so this game introduces QuickTime events in cutscenes where when you're watching a cutscene, a little pop-up happens, and if you click it, then you do either the Paragon or the Renegade option in the cutscene, which is fun. It sucks for me, someone who writes notes whilst cutscenes are going on, because I was like, oh shit, and that's a quickly, because I was like, is it this one or is it in three that they start adding quick time events? Turns out it's this one.
I like that shit. Yeah. I'm into it.
Yeah, I do like it generally, but I was mid writing a note as I was doing it. So I just turned off all the screens to have him refocus on me, and I was like, it's all right, buddy, it's fine, you're clearly freaking out. Specifically because Tally asked me to do so. I was like, I'm renegade with everyone.
That's true. But
then Tally asked me to do this, and I'm like, I'm gonna do this to Tally.
And that's the vibe. No, you're right, you're right.
He snaps out of it regardless of what he does, and then he gives you a bunch of it. He sets up what you're going to be doing, or the enemies of this thing. There were swarms of bugs, he was talking about. Swarms and swarms of bugs that descended on Freedom's Progress. They are called Seeker Swarms, and they belong to the Collectors. The Collectors are a new alien race that we haven't seen before. They come in, they paralyze people with these Seeker Swarms, and then take them to somewhere, and no one knows where. It's either to be harvested, eaten, sold as slaves. Like, no one is quite sure as to what happens to them.
Right.
They're not actually bugs. They're little drones, tiny, tiny little drones. We don't know why Vitor was able to get away with it, but Jacob theorizes that it's like, well, he's wearing like a suit at all times, mm-hmm. and it probably just cloaked his sensor. So that's why he was able to hide and then send a distress signal out, whereas every human got caught because of that. Or Miranda then posits, maybe it's because the tech of the Seeker Swarms was specifically designed to hunt humans. And we're not sure as to what it is.
Oh, boy. Yeah. We don't know which it is. Yeah.
This Vitor guy has all of the data that he has collected over studying this footage on his Omni tool. And Miranda's like, oh, hey, we have to take him in for questioning.
They're legitimately going to take him away.
Yeah.
Because then Tally shows back up and she's.
And is like, the fuck you are going to do that.
The fuck you are.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And she's like, no, you won't have as much information, but just take the data on the Omni tool. Like, that's fine. And Miranda's like, well, listen, we need the data, though, because an entire colony just disappeared within a few hours. We need to know how they're doing this, and we're not going to get it unless we question this guy.
No.
What did you say?
I did not send him with Cerberus.
Yeah, I also didn't. Yeah.
Yeah. The thing is that Ani is pissed off, mad, and distrustful.
Mm-hmm.
Not towards Tali, though. Towards pretty much everybody else
here.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Tali is the only person so far that I do trust.
Yeah.
So Tali says, no, I'm listening.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
That's it. Yeah.
And then that's the end of this, of Freedom's Progress. You go back, you relay back with the Elusive Man. You're like, yeah, it's these people called the Collectors and they have Seeker Swarms. And the Elusive Man's like,
the Collectors is what it is. Yeah.
He's like, oh, yeah, good. I did think it was them. In his first little show of, I don't fucking trust you. The first show of him being like, he knows so much information, just won't tell you any of it. Because even though he was sending you here, he didn't tell you what you were up against, even though he knew already.
No, he knew. He for sure knew.
He definitely knew. He says it's connected to the Omega 4 relay, which is a relay that sends. That is like, it's specifically designed for like far, far, far reach travel. Every ship that has gone through the Omega 4 relay hasn't come back ever. But we're so sure that that's what they're using to travel. Then he gives you the quest, the thing, which is, you're going to get a team and you're going to try to figure out what the fuck the Collectors are doing.
What the fuck is happening here.
You then ask what your whole team has been up to this whole time. Garrus cannot be found. A few months after you died, he just went AWOL, quit the Alliance, and then has just disappeared. No one knows where he is.
Because that's my man.
That's your man?
Because that's my man. He was sick without me.
Sick without you.
He was sick.
Sick with worry.
Sick, and he said, fuck this, if she's not here, I'm out.
Rex went back to Tuchanka to try to reunite the Krogan, which is fun.
That's my boy, is allowed to do that.
He went back specifically to be like, oh, also because you're like, he's like, oh, you need to make a team, and you're like, I have a team, and
I have a team. What are you talking
about? It's been 2 years, most of your team are doing other things. Yeah. Mm-hmm. For me, Ashley got promoted. She's now bigging it up in the Alliance. Big, powerful person.
Oh, yeah. I forget what Caden... Fuck. Well, I forget what Caden was up to. I did not do good at notes this time.
That's okay. Liara is now working for the Shadow Broker, we're told.
Yeah. Which is
working
interesting.
For the number one criminal. And we, fun fact, minor spoiler, I guess, we don't see Liara in this game. She just kind of isn't there. I think she makes a light appearance in like a single mission, but is ultimately not here until we play the DLC, which is going to be its own episode, Lair of the Shadow Broker, which she features
which we're absolutely
heavily in. Oh, Lair of Shadow Broker is so fucking good. It's like truly outstandingly great. And that's your team. That's your team of people who lived, aside from Kaiden, who I don't know what Kaiden's at.
Kaiden's on a human colony. He's stationed somewhere. He's stationed on another human colony.
Like that.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. Then the elusive man gives you a bunch of dossiers, and he's like, these are people who we know will help us, and are specifically uniquely talented in a way to get the things that we need for you to have a crew,
right?
Like, to build your team. He says that you should probably go to find Morden Solus first, who is a scientist who can like. He works on Omega, which is this big nightclub planet.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a planet, it's a space station, but this nightclub space station. And he says that he would be good because he works a lot with biology and can probably find a thing to do with the Seeker swarms and the fact that they like can paralyze people. He's like, I can probably figure out a way to solve that.
Or
get
that.
Him to do that. And then he's like, well, that's it. Gives you all the dossiers. And then is like, and I got you a ship. And you're like, well, that's all good, but I need a pilot. And he's like, I got you a pilot.
Don't even worry about it. I got the only pilot in the fucking universe for you. And he's right behind door number 3.
Literally.
And it's so dramatic and it's so good. And I care not because that's my Joker.
That's my fucking boy right there. And you're like, Joker, you're working for Cerberus? And he's like, yeah, the Alliance grounded me. And I said, nope, I'm flying. And Cerberus is like, do you want to fly for us? And he's like, yep, that's all I want to do.
It's all I do. And how dare they?
How dare they
ground my boy?
Yeah.
But it's fine because we have the Normandy 2.
The Normandy
2. Which is actually like the Normandy
SR2. Yeah, Series 2, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is the Normandy to me. This is the Normandy.
Oh, interesting. This is the Normandy.
Mass Effect 1 is the Normandy. Love the Normandy. Normandy Series 2, that's
the Normandy.
Ship, baby. Because a big, big part of this game is upgrading the Normandy. Adding rooms, weapons, shields, all this shit. It's a big part of it. Now, it's not like full design, but you can customize your captain's quarters, your room. You can buy things for your captain's quarters. You're giving like new rooms to different characters. Everyone has their own space. This is the Normandy, baby. Like,
In
Mass Effect 1, you had Rex, Ashley, and Garrus all in the same zone. Everyone has their place,
their room
on the ship, and it's so sick.
That's awesome.
Like this is where these games start popping off, baby.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe it.
It's so so good, and I'm overwhelmed with excitement about us playing this game.
And so then, like, kind of like what you mentioned would happen, which did kind of happen a little bit the same in the first game. It's like, now we have, like, all our options have generated.
Yes.
It's like, you can go see all of these places. You could go start anywhere.
It's all of the dossiers that you have now.
Yeah.
So you can, also, a very important thing. Not only There are actually two things I'd like to mention before I go on to that piece. One, you speak to the elusive man about how can you tell that you're the same person? And the elusive man says, you're you because of you. We have put no control chips, no like nothing that will change your personality at all. Like, we need you to be 100% you because you're the one who defeated the Reapers in the first place. So we need right. that person. Then you go and speak to Miranda, and Miranda's like, that was a stupid move. I pushed so hard to put a control chip in you to make it so that you're on our side and we can just control
and
you however you want.
Fucking listen
and
to
the
me.
Elusive man was like, nope, has to be 100% raw
Miranda,
you.
Miranda, she's crazy.
She's crazy.
We love her.
but the other most important thing is Edie. The ship has an AI now.
AI, yeah.
A full AI, which we spent a lot of game one talking about how AI is not allowed at
not
all.
Right. Oh, that's right.
So
oh my
much,
God, I forgot about that.
It's completely banned in almost everyone to have an everywhere. AI. And then Edie is on the ship. Did you do the Rogue VI mission where you're on the moon in Mass Effect 1? Because I don't think so.
No.
I don't think you did, right? So... the AI that goes mad and takes over the moon's base is Edie. Brings it up because she's like, yeah, we've actually met before when you're speaking to her. And it's like back on Luna, you shut me down when I first like went rogue. And then Cerberus bought me and then chucked him on the ship. And you're like, wow, Joker's going to fucking hate you. And she's like, yes.
Yeah.
Mr. Moreau already is aware of my presence. it's just fun. Yeah, I like her a lot. It's cool. She's a cool lady. Now, we've done our full... we've hit all the points for the prologue. This is going to work a little differently to how we've done all the Dragon Ages and Mass Effect 1.
Okay, talk
there
to me.
There are
about
six
it.
Places that you can go, six dossiers. We are going to do three a week. I want you to pick the first three just based on the name, and then the week after we're going to do the others, and then we have two more afterward. Oh, we have three more afterward.
Okay.
So the dossiers that we have, because we're just, every dossier is a new member of the crew.
Right.
So I'm going to let you pick who... the first three Which members the first of the crew three. We're going to pick. We are going to have two base game and one DLC character. So of the base game, we have the dossier of the professor, who I'm going to spoil because you already know who it is. That's Morden Solus, is mm-hmm. the professor. We have Archangel, the convict, and the warlord. You can pick two of these. There's Professor, Archangel, the Convict, the Warlord.
The Professor and the Convict.
Aces. Your DLCs. Also, if you'd like, we don't have to... you can pick three of the main and then we can do the two DLCs and the last main week after, like next week, if you wanted. The week after next, I guess. But the two DLCs are The Veteran and The Master Thief. Or you could decide to do three main, and then we'll do the two DLC, and then the last main week after.
No, let's do...
Okay, so yeah. You have one of the two DLCs that you can pick. You can pick The Veteran, or you can pick The Master Thief.
Yeah.
Did you want to
do... The Veteran.
The Veteran? Sick. Mm-hmm. So these, the DLCs, you'll like say yes to them. And then pretty much immediately you can go into their loyalty mission. And I think you have to get them onto the team, but
to
maybe
get them
not.
To actually join you? Okay.
No. They join your team and then you immediately have the choice of doing their loyalty mission. I will leave that to you if you want to do, like, we can have it be the professor, the convict, the veteran, and then the veteran's loyalty mission. Or we can just do professor convict.
Okay.
Professor Convict Veteran, rather. Great. So those are the three dossiers that we're doing.
That's excellent.
Fun?
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to find out what this crew is like. I'm a little like, I want to see my old crew, but...
Your old crew, yeah. Now, do you want me to tell you... Do you want me to, like, rip the Band-Aid off and tell you who you won't be seeing or who won't be joining your crew? I'm pretty sure you see everyone, but there are people who won't join your crew.
No.
Okay.
Don't tell me.
Okay.
I'll No.
Sick.
Robin, do you have a line from this game?
I do. That,
you do?
I do.
Oh my god, I'm so excited that you do.
This is one which is a meme in the community of Mass Effect.
Okay.
It's one that gets referenced in Dragon Age as well because it became such a meme. One of the characters that we see doesn't have much, but they have very specific points where their dialogue starts, like they can then talk to you a lot. And if you can't, then every single time you say bye, they say, you go up to them, and you say, hey, have you got a minute? And they say, can it wait for a bit? I'm in the middle of some calibrations.
I have seen that.
It's in Inquisition, I think. Someone says, can it wait for a bit? I'm in the middle of some calibrations. One sec. Let me actually...
That sounds like something.
Yeah. I'm going to actually Google where it is. See, because I know it's in the Veil Guard, but that's not what we're talking about. It's definitely in Inquisition because I saw it and I was like, oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out for next week.
Okay. So
it's, hey, have you got a minute?
Hey, have you got a minute?
Can I wait for a bit? I'm in the middle of some calibrations.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Tell you what we could do. Instead of have you got a minute, it could be like, hey, when do you want to record? When do you want to record next?
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when do you want to record next? Can I wait for a bit? I'm in the middle of some calibrations.
I like that. Good. That's pretty good.
Cool. So who do you want to... We can switch off every week.
We can. Yeah. So Robin, when do you want to record the next episode?
Can it wait for a bit? I'm in the middle of some calibrations.
Oh my god, fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you like the prologue? Did you like it?
I did. I did like it. I think the gameplay is feeling less stressful to me, which is a good just overall vibe for me. Because one, I really liked the game, but the gameplay was... was challenging for me at times.
Interesting. Yeah.
So. Yeah.
But you like we'll it
see.
More?
It seems like it.
Cool.
Obviously, like, not terribly too much.
Did you know that Shepard dies at the beginning of 2? Good.
No.
That's
no.
Really cool.
No, I did not.
It's so cool. What a great opening to a game. What a great setup for this, like,
it really was very disorienting.
Idea of knowing what you're going to do coming into the second one. Yeah, we're going to keep hunting the Reapers. So it seems kind of normal and you don't know what the like inciting incident is. And then within the first 20 minutes, it literally blows you up and kills you dead, resurrects you and is like, you're working for this team now because you died.
Because
and
we brought you back to life. Like,
yeah. So cool. So sci-fi as well.
So sci-fi.
You're literally put back together by machines.
Ani, not crazy about the fact that she owes her existence to someone else right now.
No.
Not
I can imagine.
Happy.
Big pissed. Yeah.
No. Bad.
It's good though. It's good. You're gonna... So,
just real quick. Do you know romance? You know romance, right? You're going to try to find your boy.
I'm going to try to find Garrus Vakarion. That's who I want to romance.
Yeah. Good. Cool. Because I was so certain. I was like, well, I'm obviously going to kiss Miranda. But turns out she's straight?
Yeah.
I can't do anything
because
with that.
Because BioWare's wrong about a lot of things.
I have two aliens that I can fuck as a... Actually, I have three aliens, but then one's an Asari again. I don't want to do the Asari all over again.
Don't do
that. So I might go for... You have a... there's a psychologist on the ship and a personal assistant, and I might do that.
Fun.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yep.
I got to figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
I'll figure it out.
Anyway... Thank you so much for listening to our prologue. I'm excited for next week when we play the professor, the veteran, and the convict.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Bye. Love you.
Love you.
Bye.